Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspirational Call. Another Sunday morning, we are blessed to be here and just to have this opportunity to fellowship together. We're talking about the promise of prayer, and prayer, you know, we've learned is that direct communication with God. It's an honor and a privilege. It's a gift that we have to be able to utilize all for the glory of God, the one who gives the gift. And as we think about that, it's you know, we're in fellowship, but we also have to remember that fellowship is just as important, but prayer is so vital because it's also not just going before God asking for things, but just remembering his promises. But it also, it teaches us to trust him wholeheartedly. So just, you know, just something to think about, just to remember that even as we go forward, as we're asking God for things, just know that it requires our patience because it's always going to be in God's timing. Never our timing. Our timing is a lot different from that of God. So that's something else that we want to remember as we go forward, because it's truly again, a gift, and we have to treat it as such. We have to treat it in such a way that we know that it comes from God, but he's going to, you know, continue to answer in a way that he deems fit. In a way that, you know, as I stated, is going to bring him glory, is going to bring him honor, and we must remember that as we go forward in fellowship, but also as we go forward in prayer. So, again, the promise of prayer is what we've been talking about and what we're going to continue to discuss on this morning. And at this time, we would like to bring in our leader, Mr. Telly's Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing wonderful, and yourself?
Doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Good deal. You mind opening us up with prayer, please?
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for waking us up on this morning, dear God, but also for allowing us another opportunity to come in the presence of you, dear Lord, and also to be in fellowship with other believers, dear God. We thank you for just providing this platform, this ministry, as a way that we can continue to grow in you and grow in your word, dear God, but so that we can also take everything that we've learned, apply it to our lives, and also help others along the way. We thank you for our leader, dear God. We ask that you would just continue to strengthen him in all the areas where he is weak, dear Father, and just continue to lead and guide all of us on the right path. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right. So, y'all, this morning we're talking about the promise of prayer. Okay? The promise of prayer. Is Miss Tiana there?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Miss Tiana. Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and, you know, give your spiel right quick, and well, I'll get started right after that.
Right. Good morning, everyone. Prayer is definitely an amazing gift that we have been given, but it's also one of the gifts that we most mistreat and neglect as Christians. We use it when we need it. It's like a customer service line. We call when we want to ask a question, when there's something wrong, when we just need to talk to someone, but never all the time as it has been given to us. Prayer is evidence of our relationship with God. He was so kind enough to give the gift of his son's life such that we would have that opportunity to speak directly with him. And this is one of the reasons, sadly, that some people turn to and turn away from God is through prayer, because when prayers aren't answered, people doubt the existence of God, but don't realize that they're lacking in their relationship with him, or lacking in knowledge that It's in God's time in which prayers are answered. And if we're lacking in our relationship with him or understanding his time, we might even miss that said answer. But that promise of prayer is real. And that promise of prayer requires us to be in relationship with him. Because surely we know when that prayer is answered, wow, how is our faith in God so strengthened? But why should it just rely on that? James 4 and 2 denotes to us that Jesus Christ knows that we may be timid, we may be shy, we may not feel worthy and fit to present our needs to God. But that's why Christ came. That's why he is a part of us, so that he lures us away from such timid thoughts, lures us away so that we can remove all doubts and have that confidence and boldness to be in communication with God. The same way as we're talking here today, we can be talking to God. He tells us to remind him of his word, so it requires for us to fulfill on his promises that we know him, be in relationship with him, so that we can have those conversations with him. But God's promise to answer our prayers is in direct relation with us abiding in his word and abiding in him. Our relationship with him is truly that conduit in which those prayers are delivered as well as answered. And it takes our obedience in him to clear any clogs in that conduit so that we can receive those answers that he sends. That's how easy it is. It's for us to talk, be obedient, and receive. Because prayer is not just about us asking and speaking. It's also for us to listen and receive. It is essential that we are committed to obeying Christ and his teachings so that that full circle of that relationship pans through. The promises of God are given in relation to his plan for our lives. He's promised us a life that is productive to fulfilling on his needs. Our prayers are thus answered when we are committed to being Christ-like, when we are committing to him. Because we are on living this life, we are on a mission for God. And that's the reason why he has committed to sustaining us. That's his promise. He provides for us to fulfill on his will. He doesn't provide such that we can live this high life of luxurious things. No, there's a purpose, there's a need, and it's not necessarily for us. It could be for, it's for him to serve others. Every time we receive something from God, a gift, it's our responsibility to check in with him so that we know exactly how he wants us to use it. So we know exactly how he wants us to dispense that thing that he has provided. It is God's desire that we would not only be well provided for, but also for us to become responsible and mature followers of Christ. And the things that he provides us, I know many folks may be thinking, oh, the things, the house, the car, the, no, the love, the joy, the ability to walk in long suffering, the ability to be strong, to be courageous. Those are the things that he provides us so that we can be responsible in giving whatever gifts he sends our way. He did not promise to answer our prayers so that we can sustain our bad habits. May it be the way we live. May it be our pride and arrogance and what we can do. That's not why we have those promises. He promises to answer our prayer so that we please him. God promises to respond to those who ask, who seek, who knock, because he is our Father who gives of those gifts to his children. He did not hesitate to give his one and only Son. And what other evidence do we need as proof of how gracious he is? through all of his promises than that of his son's life. Why wouldn't we believe that he'll be that gracious to us? God has given us so many assurances, yet we have to keep in mind it is for those who seek him wholeheartedly, in and through everything. So the process of asking, seeking, and knocking is marked by a persistence. We must constantly do so and reflect the wholehearted desire for those who petition him. When we say petition, even in the world, you have to go and ask, seek, knock, each one person at a time to get hundreds, maybe thousands of signatures to get to the outcome you're seeking. That same persistence of asking, seeking, knocking is what we need to do with God. That's our everyday conversation with him and his will, not ours. God also promises to respond based on the premise of our unselfishness and our commitment to his plan. So for this reason, we need to think not only about what we are praying for, but also why we are praying. So sharing all of that to close with this scripture that truly shows his promise, we'll go to 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Amazing promise indeed. The promise of prayer. I hope you ate well.
Thanks so much, Ms. Tiana. You can come on back on, Ms. LaTonya, and mute Ms. Tiana. Thank you so much for that. The promise of prayer, y'all.
Yes.
It is. Now, this is a hot topic. Tell me why the promise of prayer and prayer in general is a hot topic. Tell you something. Stand up so everybody can hear me. Promise of prayer. Prayer, give me good, to some people, is the relationship ring. Prayer is not the promise ring. Prayer is the marriage ring. Oh, Lord. Prayer is the promise. Prayer is the marriage ring to people who are in the world. Yes, Lord. Oh, y'all can turn me up now.
Yes.
Y'all go ahead and turn me up. Put him on speakerphone.
Yes, sir.
Because this right here will make some people mad. Because, see, people don't want to change their old ways. You do know that as you get older and you get mature, you set aside those old things. You know, you didn't understand why mom and daddy would, you know, because you was young. But as you got mature, you understand that chastisement was necessary. You don't even call it whipping no more. You call it love. Chastisement.
Yes, sir.
As well. I'm glad you think that, and you understand that the human evolution of the physical flesh, now let's go to the evolution of the spiritual thing that you can't even touch. Huh? No, I see. See, Satan is the author of confusion, and let us put that in perspective. So when we get confused and say, well, I don't understand, see, somebody trying to play with you, simple because somebody don't want you to get the message. A lot of times what people don't understand, they pull away from. As a matter of fact, you said it all in life. I misunderstood.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Misunderstand. Understand, but stood with two O's. D. Yeah. You said I miss. M-I-S-S. Space. Understood. They don't understand me, so they pull away from me. And Satan don't want you to understand the truth about prayer, so you pull away from it. Satan wants you to bind prayer around your ring finger like it's the marriage and a relationship with God. In other words, people in the world think that long as I have this ring, I'm in good standing. You think that? Watch this. The Bible says, how can two walk together lest they be in agreement? Now, prayer can, oh, Lord, you missed that, people. Wake up this morning. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, come on, come on. We can wake up and do everything else. Let's wake up. We got some workout fanatics on the phone. You wake up and take care of your body. Wake up and take care of your spirit for God. Come on.
Amen.
How can you, since prayer is communication, correct? And I do believe that communication is a two-way street, correct?
It is.
Two. I've heard, did y'all hear this? Let's talk, let's gospel, not gossip, but gospel. Because when you gospel, you tell the truth. God's truth, not yours. Gossip is your truth. Gospel is God's truth. Write it down if you want to. So let's gospel this morning. I heard that it's better to give than to receive. That's what I heard. See, so since it's better to give than to receive, aren't we the recipients of God's word? Since prayer is communication, shouldn't we be given instruction? He's the better of the two. Anybody want to beg to differ? Good. So since he's the better of the two, it is better for him to give us instruction than we receive it.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So since prayer is communication, and I also heard since we're gospeling right now, since prayer communication, I also heard that two people can't walk together unless they agree. So how in the world can we have prayer with God, communication with God, and we don't agree with God? Let me show you what I mean by that. How in the world, you friends outside your house, but in your house, you're fraternal enemies. Let me go a little deeper. You walk around in this earth realm, talking to the people outside of God. You walk around in the earth realm more than you on your knees in prayer. To the people inside of God, you understand that prayer don't require that you kneel.
Right.
Lord.
So true. Yes.
To the people in the spiritual realm, you understand that prayer does not require that you kneel. It's deeper than a kneeling. When you're in tune with God, you understand that prayer requires that you obey. Obey is better than kneeling. Don't you understand that? Because, see, even when you physically kneel, that's a subservient. In other words, submission. A lot of people don't like the word submit. You can't even submit to a man or woman on earth. You can't submit to your natural master on earth. The Bible says, yes, even obey your earthly masters. We don't let's go there. So, see, when we have prayer, communication with God, you should understand his word. How can you communicate with somebody you don't understand?
Amen.
Now, hold on, watch this. You said, since we're gospeling, not gossiping, didn't you say that you misunderstood? And when you misunderstood, that means people treat you as an outsider.
Yes.
So how can we pray to a God that we don't understand? And you understand why Satan creates confusion? Because he know when you don't understand something, because y'all know I got this. Somebody asked me this too now. Well, I don't understand. Just because you don't. The Bible says some things will remain a mystery, even to those who operate in God. But the one thing that will never remain a mystery is knowing who sent it. So if God sent it, I accept it. I'll sign off on it.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yes.
I don't have to know what's going on with it. I just believe. How you believe in your body and you don't believe in your God? You don't even understand the whole net. I don't know. I don't care what doctor on this phone. They don't understand the body in totality. If they understood the body, they wouldn't say stuff like that was a natural D-E-A-T-H.
Hmm.
Break it down. Don't say it was natural. You know when they say it's a natural? You know what they're saying? I don't really know. God is in control. Oh, thank you, doctor, for saying it. They're saying that God know more than me. Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, y'all don't hear me. Oh, y'all don't hear me. But we believe in God. Don't believe in God. Don't believe in God. Oh, my God. Because I thought we said we're in prayer. If we believed in God, why does it take for someone in a white coat to come and tell us to get up our behind and move? Oh, Lord, have mercy. We pray all the time. How we have communication? So, Ms. Latanya, I'm trying to get this right now. This is prompt prayer. How we, say we have prayer with God, and God tells us in his word, above all things, I wish that you may prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. Look at chronological order. He said your soul first, and prosperity ain't what you think it is on earth. So since we have communication with God, we know that prosperity is not different forms of casual gain. Prosperity has everything to do with spiritual riches. So watch this. So since we understand that, how is it that we still kill our body, commit natural suicides with the foods that we eat, and talking about we pray to a God that we say we understand?
Amen.
Now, how you understand God and we don't understand discipline? Because we pray. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, watch this.
Right.
This is a growing consensus, Mr. LaTanya. I can call it out. Because people will say, well, everybody, see that crab in the barrel mentality? People throw everybody under the bus to soften their own blow. In other words, if I'm guilty, I'm going to tell on all y'all mentality. Uh-oh. Tell me, ain't that like a hater?
Yes.
To throw everybody else in the mix. Well, ain't nobody perfect. Ain't that just like a hater?
It is.
Can't take your own lick. But we're talking about prayer. We're talking about a one-on-one relationship with God. But as soon as we get in trouble, we'll throw everybody else under the bus. But as soon as we want a blessing, we keep everybody out of it. See, we want the blessing. Oh, God got something for me. But when we don't want the whipping, well, shoot, everybody else mess up. Oh, I'm talking. I'm telling you. We're gospeling this morning, right? Not gospeling,
yes,
but gospeling.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Amazing, huh, people?
It is. Yes, it is.
Now, let me get back to what I was saying. To the people in the world, prayer is the ring. In other words, I show my ring off more than I actually have a real relationship. Hello. In other words, people in the world talk about what prayer answer things, but you don't even have a real relationship with God. I'm going to go here now. Oh, yeah, we're about to learn something this morning. Something. Uh-huh. Because some people confused. You know why they confused about this? And they don't want to listen to this? Because they don't want anything to be altered with the way they view prayer. In other words, mom and daddy told me my whole life is going to be all right as long as you pray about it. Just like somebody saying their whole life, my relationship with my husband or wife ain't right as long as they wear the ring and I wear one too. You are a L-I-E. Because the ring don't make the relationship. Lord, have mercy.
Amen. tell it.
In other words, you got people went, oh, thank you, gee. Can I tell y'all, since we gospeling?
Yes,
we on the porch gospeling, right? Good. Watch this. How many people you know wear a fake ring to keep other people away from them? How many people you know wear a fake ring in God to keep, see, in other words, they think it's keeping Satan away by saying I'm married to God because I believe in prayer. What that got to do with it? You can believe in it all you want to. Satan believe in God. Did you not know that? You know how we say, oh, I believe in God. What's the difference between you and Satan when you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Satan believe in God. He just don't live for God. Just because you believe in something don't mean that you're going to obey it.
Right.
Y'all don't hear me? Because we got natural hard-headed people who believe that you're their mom and daddy and that they're going to catch a whipping. And they're willing to do whatever it takes to get what they want, even if it requires that you're going to whip them. They don't care. Mm-hmm. So what makes you think it, the fruit don't fall too far from the tree now? They're only doing what they see you do. Prayer. Ooh, ain't that something?
Yes.
You won't obey God, but I believe in. You know you're going to get a whipping.
Yes, sir.
But watch this. The Bible says faith without works is dead. See, Satan, even with his level of belief, is still dead. Because how can you communicate with something that you don't obey?
Amen.
Lord, let me say it again. Let me say it again. Y'all heard me open up with, the Bible said, since we're gospeling, how can two people walk together unless they be in agreement? He's asking a question, and he wants you to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a rhetorical question. He requires an answer. But see, the answer is not what you say. It's how you live.
Amen.
How can LaTanya walk with Chiron if they don't agree? If you can't walk together, how can you? Lord,
yes.
How can you communicate with somebody? Remember, God is bigger than the cell phone. In other words, cell phones don't work in heaven. It has no reception. I lie. So how can you communicate with somebody who all the way on the other side of the town?
I'm talking about without this natural stuff. I'm talking about spiritually. How? How can you walk together unless you be in agreement? If you don't agree with God, how can you communicate with him? In other words, since prayer is communication, how you have communication with somebody you're not walking with?
Yes.
Oh, to agree with God means to obey God. And there's no need to go any further than that. We should understand that promise, right?
Right.
Oh, we don't understand the promise part? That's what we said? Cool. Let me break down promise. Promise is an agreement, a pledge, a contract. Promise is obedient and faithful people receive the fulfillment of God's promises. That's what promise is. See, obedient and faithful people are receive the fulfillment of God's promises. Watch this. God's promise is delivered even to the unfaithful. They just don't see it, so they can never fully understand it. See, when God said the new house, watch what I'm about to show y'all. Prayers being answered. When God said the new house, you was going to get. You didn't understand it when you was outside of God. You said there was an old house. And I don't want the old house. I pray for a new one. But when you in God, you understand the fulfillment because you understand that newness don't have nothing to do with how it looks on the outside and who had it first. It's who have it now. Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Huh? Watch this. Because, see, it's mighty funny. We'll say the new house and where they had it first. Well, the Bible that I read said, that you read, communicate, that you understand. Watch this. The Bible said, in all thy getting, get an understanding. How can you have prayer without understanding? Don't get mad at God because you don't understand. Don't ask him to change his mind. He won't. You need to change yours. Elevate.
Yes. Yes, sir.
It's mighty funny that the Bible I read since we're gospeling, Miss Latonya.
Mm-hmm.
It's mighty funny that the Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Even the people in the world, I say that's new money when it came through other people's hands because they're so attached to green. But they won't understand the newness of God's word, of God's fulfillment, even though it went through something ain't like. That's mighty funny to me, Miss Latonya.
Yes, sir. It is.
See, in other words, God watches over his word. That don't mean that you would understand it. See, when you have a good prayer life, when you have a good prayer life, that means you have good ability to walk with God life. That means you have a good, obedient life. The more obedient you are in God, the more you'll see that your prayers are answered simply because your obedience is to God's word. What are you obeying? Obedience saying that I'm obeying something greater than me. I'm obeying something. So when I pray, I'm not even praying in my own might nor will. So this is why I get the fulfillment of something because I'm used to listening to it. So when I pray about it, isn't it easy for me to do?
Yeah.
Isn't it easy for you to talk about something that you obey?
Mm. Oh,
and
yeah.
All you're talking about is prayer. Your prayer is, oh, my God. Watch this. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. If, come on, y'all should be catching this. Promise of prayer, the promise of, from the abundance of your thinking, your mouth shall, from the abundance of what's in your mind, your heart, your mouth shall flow. Didn't the Bible say hide the word in your heart? So if you fill your heart with God's word, your prayer will be his word being fulfilled. Did you catch that?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But God said he was going to give me the desires of my heart. What he told you to put in your heart? His word. God is telling you that I'm going to fulfill what I say. You ain't even catch it.
Yes.
I'm trying to help somebody out. But selfish people say, Mr. Carr, I don't understand it. So if I don't understand it, I don't share it with nobody. Okay, that's on you, baby. You think the world's going to stop? You think heaven going to stop because you don't understand something? You better catch up.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody wanted to date you, you think you're going to stop progression because they don't understand you? You're going to tell them to catch up, right? Cool. What you think, God? We gossiping over here this morning. That's all we think. We talking about lip. We gossiping all the lip prayer. People can gossip. We can gossip, can't we?
Oh, yes. Yes, we can.
We want to tell that good news, huh? Let's get that gossip.
Yes, sir.
See, selfish people don't want to let go of their tradition because their tradition says I can do whatever and still have a communication with God like the person who walk and obey him has.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is you will never understand a God that you don't obey. Because, see, when he give it to you, you won't even know you have it because of your lack of obedience. See, when you obey God, you start to remove the scales from your eyes. The more you start to obey mom and daddy, that means you start to mature. And then you start to say, oh, I understand. You see where that's going?
Yeah.
Watch this. And then even in the natural, the promise of prayer, communication, even in the natural, when you start to understand mom and daddy and why they did it, you start to become just like mom and daddy. People say, you act just like your mom.
Yes, sir.
Huh? And then you start producing little seeds that don't understand. See how they go?
Yeah.
See, what I'm saying is, as we grow in God, the fruit don't fall too far from the tree. We start to understand why God says this, that, and other. In other words, our communication with God starts to get real. Because, see, as you start to get older, your maturity level, you check on mama, you call on mama, you check on daddy, you call on daddy every single day. Because you understand how valuable mommy and daddy is. So your communication is now serious. You can communicate with mommy and daddy better. I don't care what you got going on. See, people in the world, I'm about to challenge somebody today to promise a prayer. Because it's communication, right? Prayer is communication, right?
Right.
Y'all want to know the real definition of prayer? It's talking and listening to God. It's an intimate fellowship with God, not physical, intimate, meaning spiritual, fellowship with God. But how can you be intimate with something you don't agree with? Who lay down with people they don't like? I'm talking about who have sex with people they don't. Something better be attractive about them, huh? Now, God don't play the attraction game like that. It's a physical or a spiritual attraction. So how can you get intimate with a God that, so if prayer is intimacy, how would God lay down with something that's filthy? It's not what goes in the mouth that makes a man unclean. It's what comes out of it. In other words, if your heart is not pure, how, Lord, have mercy. What God you think you're laying down with? In other words, what God you think you're praying to?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I need to hear. That's what prayer is, right?
It is.
An intimate fellowship with God. Prayer calls for faith in a right relationship. It calls for faith in a right relationship. It calls for faith in a right relationship with God. Prayer. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do they say? Okay, I'm a holler.
Indeed.
That's prayer, y'all.
It is.
The promises of prayer. So how can we be on that level with God and we not right? Remember, the Bible says the same mind that Christ had, we should have in us.
Yes.
See, a lot of times we want God to change his mind, but God does not change his mind. God changes yours.
Yes. Amen.
When your mind changes, that's when you can actually evolve into prayer. Come on now. Thank you, God. The promise of prayer. When your mind changes about things, you have people say, I love my mom and my daddy, and they wouldn't give up nothing. They know their parents are aging, getting older, you know. Attrition is setting in on the physical body.
Yes.
We understand this because it's God's word. Yeah. And what happens is we chase money and clout so much, they won't, Lord have mercy, stop doing what they're doing to see after mom and dad. But then you got those good kids and those good relatives and family members stop their earnings to go get closer to mom and daddy to take care of them. Lord have mercy. Now, somebody might get mad and hang up the phone right about now. It's cool because the truth will either draw you or drive you. And we gospeling this morning, so we telling the truth all throughout. We've been doing that regardless. Okay? But since we have such good communication with mom and daddy, you ever seen that, Miss Cassandra? I'm talking about the promise of prayer. The reason why I'm saying it this way is so that people can get it. You know, the parable is for those who couldn't get it spiritually. So God had to tell them naturally for them to see. Well, Mr. Carter, ain't the same thing. It is. because it's a communication thing. Well, I call my mom and them and check on him, but you got him in a nursing home when you got a home available. When your behind was young and you ain't no Tweedledee from Twiddledum, huh? When you still wasn't in the bed, huh? Well, that was their responsibility. Didn't they have you in their house? Well, why you don't have them in your house? Because they inconvenience you now? Selfish people. But we have prayer, good communication with mom and dad. Really?
Yeah.
Mom and dad have made sacrifices for you. Took on extra jobs. They took on extra, and you can't give up one for your mom and daddy because of your money. Boy, you are, I ain't even going to say C-R-A-Z-Y, K-R-A-Z-Y. But I have good communication with them. Via phone? See, this is a problem. We have good communication with God via phone, too, but we're not in his presence. Lord, have mercy. How can you be intimate with somebody and you're not in their presence? Well, Mr. Carr, you don't have to physically touch to be intimate. Oh, is that right? Is that right? Well, didn't we just say on Wednesday that God is sensual? So prayer has an aroma. Hmm? See, here's the thing. Let me stop somebody in their tracks. Huh? See, the physical, our flesh is equivalent to God's spirit. In other words, huh? God wants us to separate from it, but you better be in God's presence to be intimate with him. Because it's, I'm going to tell you why. Because God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. So if you're not in God's presence and you say you want to be physical with him, that's by choice that you're rejecting him. Because he alone has the ability to be everywhere at all times. And without being physically present, you can't be intimate with God. Spiritually present, you can't be intimate with God.
Right.
So if you can't be intimate with God, how you got a good prayer life? So what we do is we run away from responsibility. Mom and daddy took care of us, but we won't take care of them. Because our job in 2018 is better than their job way back in 1970s, 80s, 60s. Our job is better than theirs, huh?
Yeah.
They ain't making sacrifice. That would require me to put my career online, didn't they? On hold. Didn't they put theirs on hold?
Yes, sir.
So you way over here in this state, they way over in that state because somebody, boy, y'all don't want to hear the truth. And then we want the nursing home people to be great when you not. See, that ain't the prayer that God's talking about. Lord, have mercy. Boy, nobody don't want to hear it. Miss Latonya, I know. Them words be cutting deep, huh?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Huh? Because I do believe old Lazarus had an intimate relationship with God. Hence, I'm not going to call him from long distance. No. I'm going to Lazarus. Yes, I'm going to Lazarus. They thought that he was gone after he was asleep. Because when he called him, because of the communication, the prayer life, not that just we just had, because of the prayer life that we've been had, when I communicate with him, he's going to listen. Many are called, but few are chosen. See, if your Lord have mercy, thank you, Jesus. If your, y'all better hear me. If your prayer life is so good with God, why then does it, when he calls, you don't obey? Lazarus. I'm talking about, y'all got me all over the place right now. Lazarus and Judas, Lazarus, two different people. Lazarus got up. He responded to God's calling. That wasn't the first time he responded to God's calling. So when God called people because they had been sleeping in their grave, you understand? He said sleeping in a grave. Everybody else who's outside of God, they die. But people inside of God sleep. Y'all don't hear me. Because, see, it's called prayer. It's called intimacy. It's called obedience when they was living. See, you understand? See, it's a natural thing. They get up. Many are called, but few are chosen. The reason why the few are chosen, because the ones who said they had the wedding ring on their finger, not really about that life. Because if it's about that life, why then are they divorced from it? Because, see, people have an exit plan. But with God, you know what I'm getting in. You know that I'm intimate to. You know that I don't need protection in this intimacy because I'm only with one person. And that's him.
Amen. Amen.
The promise of prayer. Mr. Carr, what you saying? I don't understand what you're saying. That don't have nothing to do with the topic. I know you don't understand simply because of the communication skill. The skill set. Lazarus got up. Because he was really married to God. See, since prayer is communication, it wasn't nothing for God to call him in the natural and him get up spiritually. You remember, the spirit is stronger than the... Okay, it's really than the... Okay, see, if you didn't understand, Lazarus is... Ooh, Lord, the power, the promise, the aroma of prayer. Huh? Mm-hmm. That's a lifestyle. It ain't just you getting on your knees at a certain moment. It's just you having the communication one-on-one with God. Hmm? Maybe with others in the midst, two or more, but agreeing with God. See, prayer is an extension of your obedience.
Yes.
Which should be used to
Yes, sir.
We get them all the time, right? God, prayer coming out because we get so much extension. So we know what I'm talking about, right?
Hmm? Yes, sir.
Prayer is an extension of your obedience. Hmm? The reason why it was easy for Lazarus to get up and Jesus was heaven on earth. See, that's not going to be God's first time calling. You know, the Bible said the dead, the sleep in Christ shall rise first. They're getting up because when God calls them, what you think the horns of, when he calls them, see, they're going to get up out in their sleeping grave and go up to heaven. Because it's easier to obey when you're sleeping because you've been obeying when you was walking around. See, prayer is real. See, in other words, prayer is more than you just taking a time and a moment out, 15, 20 seconds, 3 minutes, 5, 10 minutes. It's more than that. It's a whole a lifestyle. In other words, prayer, that's why he said pray without ceasing. What he's saying is communicate with me without ceasing. He says be intimate with me without ceasing. Pray without ceasing means that you obey God without stopping. See, if you got a good prayer life, it's easy for your prayers to be answered because your prayers are his words in the first place.
Amen.
In other words, in breaking news, gospeling, prayer is almost like, God, what you want me to say tonight on the call? God, what you want me to ask you? Mm-hmm. That's what prayer is. In other words, God, I don't ask you what I want to ask you. And if I do ask you what I want to ask you, I'm so much of in a relationship with you, I'm going to be asking you what you wanted in the first place. Because monkey see, monkey do. Not only do people naturally and in a relationship dress alike, spiritually they start to dress alike. So in other words, my words begin, are an extension of your words. I don't have selfish prayers because I remove pride. So I can never ask for what the flesh wants. I'm always going to ask what the spirit requires. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
That's why people's prayers go unanswered, because they're asking naturally what they want, and it's them when you're talking about you misunderstood, well, God is misunderstood. Because he's going to give me the desires of my heart. That's the only thing you understood, and you're absolutely wrong, because he told you where to put the word. It's in your heart. If the word is in your heart and the abundance of it is in your heart, you'll start asking for the word. In other words, you'll start asking for what God wants for you. In other words, your prayer life will always be answered simply because your words are his words, and he watches over his words. Lord, what don't you understand about that? Selfish people don't want to get that because just like their parents who are over there, who raised them, they don't want to turn back and help their parents and raise them. Huh?
That's right.
I speak on it. I speak on the truth. Mm-hmm. If ever you wanted to get off the phone and didn't want to hear the truth, this would be those calls. Hmm?
Yes.
Because we'll make excuses as to why we don't take care of mom and daddy, but didn't they take care of your behind?
Mm. Yes, sir.
Didn't they give up? But prayer changes things. We really think that we can live any old kind of way. Lord, I got to get this right, Ms. Latonya. I really got to get this one right.
Mm-hmm.
I know the time, y'all. Don't be looking at point at the climb. You're only looking at the time because that means you don't want to hear the rest. But you want to be spiritually in line with God. I don't want to hang up the phone because I don't want to disrespect God. Baby, if you have turned off the conversation, you can go ahead and hang up the phone. If you have turned it off in your mind, that's almost like somebody being in your presence but not really with you.
That's right. It is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I told you, when things are misunderstood, people pull away from them, right?
Right.
Okay, cool.
Yes, sir.
So, in the natural, you going to keep on communicating with people who don't obey you?
No, sir.
You going to keep on having communication, even with your kids. You going to set them over there. Since y'all want to be hard-headed. See, hard-headed is a form of not obeying. It's called
right.
That's called diso. Y'all know what I'm getting at, right? Disobedience, right?
Right.
Cool. Because you'll tell them in a minute, hey, don't talk to me today. You don't want to listen? In other words, without communication, you can't have prayer because prayer is communication, right?
Right.
It's intimacy, right? How can you be intimate with something that you're not attracted to? Disobedience is not attractive to God. Y'all getting quiet on me right about now. But see, unlike most people who get, you know, well, I'm going to go ahead and stop because y'all quiet. I don't. I run my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Believe it or not, I didn't talk a lot when I was coming up. I guess God said I'm going to hold that mouth until when I need it later.
Amen. Yes.
Believe it or not. Okay?
Amen.
But that's what prayer is, right? In the natural, you wouldn't do for somebody who you don't get along with. Now, you may do it. You may do it reluctantly. You may do it, but that don't mean that you. See, God said he reigns on those who have, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So the blessing don't mean that you're in right standing. Let me say that again, people. God reigns on those who are justified in him and those who are not justified in him. So don't get it twisted by thinking my prayers have been answered just because you got a little rank.
Indeed.
There you go. Because prayers are more than a blessing. Huh? Prayer is not only you receiving, but prayer is more of you listening.
Yeah.
I thought that communication is a two-way street. We tell people that all the time. Well, you ain't call me. Well, hold on. If I don't work two ways. I'm glad y'all think that and know that. Good. Because since prayer worked two ways, why wouldn't God pray if his prayer not answered? Lord, let me say it again, Mr. Tanya. You think all this time you've been walking the face of this earth, you the only one that can pray? Now, watch where I'm about to go here. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody understand. You know, you got to listen to the whole thing with Mr. Carr because it gets juicy. We gospel.
Yeah.
The promise of prayer. Cool. Why God got to keep his word and that he will do, but you never keep yours? Well, that's why I don't make no promises to God. The reason why you don't make promises to God, because you go into it with a faulty sense. That's why nobody don't commit to you, because they mad that the last person mistreated them. So they don't believe none of this no more.
Right.
So the reason why you don't fully commit, oh, I ain't signing no contract, huh? It's because you fraudulent. Mm-hmm. If you can't commit to God, why you want God to commit to you?
Yes.
It's called hypocrisy. That's a hypocrite who wants somebody to do something for them, but you don't want to do it for for that person. So you thought all this time, see the selfish flesh? All this time that prayer, and we subtly say, I know it's a two-way, street prayers. It's talking and listening. But it's more listening than talking, because our talking should be, yes, sir, I will. Because I do believe that the promises of prayer are two things, are yea and what, Ms. LaTanya?
Amen.
I mean, why is God doing more listening? No, actually, he's not doing more listening. The promise of prayer is yea, amen. The promise, just because promise is in front of prayer, prayer is in front of promise. Meaning, watch this. The word and then the period. Prayer is, the promise is the period. Meaning, boom, it's done. Because it's yea and amen. Since it's over. Huh? So it's not that God does more listening. Because look at the Bible. How deeper can you get? Look at his talking. The thing is, it seems like God does more listening in prayer because we never open up his other communication called the word. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Those who open up the word understand that he does a whole bunch of talking. See, people just don't want to have to hear what he got to say. So how you got a relationship with somebody where you always do all the talking? I heard somebody say to me, well, you always over talking. No, you know what I'm getting back? Huh? Who said that? What that lady name is? You know her name is. Huh? Didn't she say I'm reclaiming my time?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing. I told you I'm that war angel with Michael. Y'all don't know him, go look him up. I'm that one that God's going to send out talking about go to war. Got you, God. And I ain't talking about in the flesh. Huh?
Yes.
Well, if she can reclaim her time, why God can't reclaim his? You over-talking me, and you been over-talking God with the way you live. You over-talking God. But then you say you got a prayer life. What kind of prayer life you got? If, man, I thought that communication was a two-way street. If you got a good prayer life, that means you do more listening than you do talking. In other words, I do more obeying. Because if you're not obeying God, you know you're not listening to him, right?
That's right.
All you're doing is hearing a bunch of words. I know what the words say. So since you have prayer life, you understand there's communication. And good communication says that we talk and we listen to one another. That means we fulfill. If the word abide in you, you abide in the word. To abide in something means I walk with it, I agree with it, I do as it says. So since you prayed, God being prayed, because it's called communication, why aren't you the fulfillment of God's word? Remember the Bible said that we should be living epistles. You understand what he's saying? Because he prayed that the word would be go out to all the earth. The word is more. See, Jesus was just the example. He ain't talking about the law you telling him. He's talking about you living it. So why is not God's prayer answered through you?
Mm.
But you want your prayers answered through him. Boy, that's a selfish individual. I know I wanted to end it right there. God pray too. So before you want your prayers answered, why don't you fulfill his? Huh? Why don't you be a good mate? Huh? But you the type of mate that won't show as long as I get mine, I don't care about them. Type attitude, right? Well, you won't be intimate with God for long. Believe that. Huh? So just like you have your little prayer, and I did say little, whose prayer is more important, God's or yours? Good. I'm glad you said God. So since God's prayer is more, huh? And hold on, Miss Latonya. His prayer requires you, and your prayer requires him. You get mad when God don't answer, but then you thank God for answering prayers. Well, what would he think? When would he be thankful for you answering his prayers and being obedient? That's a question.
My Lord.
I think we need to work on fulfilling God's prayer first. And then we'll see how it's fast. Let us go ahead and pray, Ms. Latonya.
Our Father and our God, we come before you at this hour on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for your word that you have given to us, dear God. We ask that you would just help us to continue to resonate with us, dear Father, so that we can take what we've learned, dear God, and go forward in total submission to you, dear God. We talked about the promise of prayer, dear Father, and we thank you for the gift of prayer. We thank you for the power that lies within, dear Father. We ask that you would just help us to continue to be obedient to you in all that we do, dear God, so that you can get the glory out of our lives. Dear Father, we thank you for just continuing to grace us, dear God, with your mercy. And we just ask that you would just continue to keep us all connected here, dear Father. We thank you for our leader. We ask that as we go forward, you would just help us all to walk the path of righteousness and also be a blessing to each and every person that you place in our path. We thank you and we praise you this morning in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. We have our fellowship call tonight, totally different message. So make sure you call in tonight at 8 p.m., totally different message. We're hitting it from all angles. Okay, we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels. Oh, that means we can hit this thing from all different kind of ways. Because I know somebody said, I wasn't expecting this good. That means it's different angles. See y'all tonight, and then we'll see y'all tomorrow on All Live. See y'all then.
All right. Bye-bye.